We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming today to chapter 38. You'll find it on page 760 in your pew Bible. We'll read the whole chapter. Now, Hezekiah has shown his greatness in the previous chapter, and he is one of the greatest figures of the Old Testament. We don't think about him that much, but if you read the record in Kings and Chronicles, he was a great and godly man of faith. And yet, he shows in this chapter the old adage that the best of men are men at best. And he's going to be told here, he's going to get sick right after his deliverance from Sennacherib. And Isaiah comes and says, get your affairs in order, because you're going to die. And Hezekiah falls apart. I don't think we should judge him too starkly. That kind of news tends to have an unnerving effect on all of us. He begins pleading for his life, as we somewhat naturally do. Now, he doesn't start off very well. He starts off by talking about how he's more or less merited a little slack from the Lord. But he does better as he starts to pray. That's often the case. We have thoughts, and we really go before the Lord, and often with the help of the Spirit, our prayers get sorted out. One of the great statements he makes in this prayer, it's found in verse 17, is he centers his hope. This is really where he gets his feet on the ground, on the doctrine of justification through faith alone, the forgiveness of sins. He says, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. Isn't that a great statement of God forgiving all of our sins, that God is our sins are no longer before him in Christ. They've been put behind our back. Even we're not be able to see them. That's what he said. And then he begins, he ultimately concludes his prayer by saying, I'll actually be more useful to you if I don't die. I can't praise you on earth when I'm in heaven. I can't witness. And that's the argument that he makes. I'm not sure it's the greatest argument. But the Lord shows his tender, loving concern. And we are told the Lord heard his prayer. The Lord saw his tears. He had mercy on him. Now, the Lord has sovereign reasons for answering these types of prayers. In this case, humanly speaking, it's a tragedy. Because during the 15 years, God says, I'm going to add 15 years to your life because you prayed. Just enough time for him to be the father of Manasseh, who's the worst and most evil king of Judah, the persecutor of the saints, the murderer of Isaiah. We're seeing Manasseh. We all want to go, you know, wouldn't it have been better, Hezekiah, if you'd just kind of gone to the Lord and left this life? But he didn't know that. We didn't know that either. But this passage does show God's tender, loving concern. Our tears before him are not lost. He hears the cry of the bereaved heart. Now, in this case, we learn in the last verse that Hezekiah, even after he was told that his life's going to be extended 15 years, that he says, oh, I need a sign. He just needs to know. And so the Lord gives him a rather remarkable sign. He tells us that he's going to, here's what I'll do. See if this will help you, Isaiah. What if I cause the sun to go backwards for 10 minutes? Would that be encouraging to you? And we find that he does that. Yeah, yes, Lord, that would encourage me if the cosmos would reverse for 10 minutes or so, and that would bolster my faith. Well, the Lord does it, and the sun dial goes the other way. It says that God is literally willing to move heaven and earth for the blessing and the peace and the assurance of his people. What a great God he is. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 38th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. In those days, Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die. You shall not recover. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, please, O Lord, remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you in the city out of the hand of the king of Assyria and will defend the city. This shall be the sign to you from heaven that the Lord will do this thing that he has promised. Behold, I will make the shadow cast by the declining sun on the dial of Ahaz turn back 10 steps. So the sun turned back on the dial the 10 steps by which it had declined. A writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after he had been sick and had recovered from his sickness. I said, in the middle of my days I must depart. I am consigned to the gates of Sheol for the rest of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall look on man no more among the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling is plucked up and removed from me like a shepherd's tent. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom. From day to night, you bring me to an end. I calmed myself until morning. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. From day to night, you bring me to an end. Like a swallow or a crane, I chirp. I moan like a dove. My eyes are weary with looking upward. Oh, Lord, I am oppressed. Be my pledge of safety. What shall I say? For he has spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I walk slowly all my years because of the bitterness of my soul. Oh, Lord, by these things men live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. Oh, restore me to health and make me live. Behold, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but in love you have delivered my life from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol does not thank you, death does not praise you, those who go down to the pit do not hope for your faithfulness. The living, he thanks you, as I do this day. The Father makes known to the children your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will play my music on stringed instruments all the days of our lives at the house of the Lord. Now, Isaiah had said, let them take a cake of figs and apply it to the boil that he may recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.